Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb with a special edition of our podcast today. We're with Sean Vick. Big news in the world of Beechcraft Corporation. First of all, that's the new name for your company, Sean. Tell us what happened today.
First of all, Russ, thank you for the opportunity to do this. We're very appreciative. It's an exciting day. It's a day that we have planned for as an organization now for several months. I'm proud to say that having had the requirement to go into Chapter 11 protection and undertake the restructuring of the business, a journey that we started early in May of 2012, the business has accomplished that goal and emerged in less than a year, which is an extraordinary accomplishment, and it is really owing to the hard work of the 6,000 people at Beechcraft Corporation, and that's really the untold story, that the people here moved with purpose and with energy, recognizing that we had a great installed base, a great customer base, a platform of strong products between the King Air 350, the 250, the C90, the Bonanza, the Baron, the T6, and the AP6. And as you are well aware, our global customer support business and parts business is a strong business as well. So we are a well-capitalized company. We have $600 million of financing, and we're moving into the marketplace as Beechcraft Corporation, and expect 2013 to be a very good year for this business.
There are always some casualties in a process like this, and you're saying goodbye to the jet line. Has there been any indication that anybody wants to pick up all or part of that business?
To your point, we did have to make some very, very hard decisions, and those decisions were centered around the best long-term outcome for this company. And so as we shut down the production of the jets, we have received several inquiries. We are carefully and thoughtfully digesting and looking at those. But I should point out that part of our go-forward strategy has been to continue the support of the jet products. We have a lot of interest in maintaining the service and support for the installed base. We continue to have a significant amount of our business dedicated to that. Nearly 1,800 employees of the business are focused on the service and support business. We see it as a growth opportunity. We see investment such as the 400 XPR is a strong indicator of our focus on continuing to maintain the support of the jet business. And when and if someone were to come along and want to acquire that, it's subject to all the appropriate terms and conditions, not the least of which is what's in the best long-term interest of the installed base.
Right. Well, there was some discussion earlier that part of that installed base would be orphaned by this process. Are you saying that the whole installed base is now being supported?
Well, let's back up a second. Nothing was orphaned, to be clear. what I think you're referring to is there was some interest in the acquisition of the type certificates for the 4000 and the Premier, and that's true, and again, to the extent that we have a well-qualified, financially strong, credible buyer for those type certificates and the resulting service of those airplanes, then we would do as anyone would expect us to do as a business and have an engaged discussion. We did not want to overly distract the company over the last several months with those discussions. If they begin to emerge now as we are Beechcraft Company out of Chapter 11 protection, again, under the right terms and conditions, we would have a conversation, but we're not in an active conversation today.
Okay, well, let's not talk about what you're not doing. Let's talk about what you are doing. What does the new Beechcraft Corporation look like? Where are its markets? We know what its product lines are. Are there new products coming down the pike, as you suggested at NBAA last year? Where are we going with this?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you. The reality is now that we have restructured the business and we have significantly lowered the institutional debt, that allows this company to be a profitable company with the ability to reinvest. We have looked at every element of the product line, and we have begun the planning process for our 5 to 10 year product development view. As you know, we brought to the NBAA the conversation around the single engine turboprop, and that was a purpose discussion to say to the marketplace, we have heard over the last couple of years that there is interest in Beechcraft producing an airplane like that. We had taken the step to define our view of what we think that would look like. And we are now in the marketplace talking to people about what their view is that it needs to look like, what its performance needs to be, and what its price point needs to be. And we are going to continue to do what we said we were going to do at NBA this last year and engage in that conversation in a very structured and objective and rigorous way throughout 2013 and make a determination if that's the right investment for us to make as a company. I'm heartened to say that there's been a fair amount of excitement, at least relayed to me, relative to that potential project. So we're continuing to have very thoughtful, very purposed, very structured discussions in the marketplace to define what these product developments should be. And that's going to enable us to determine where we will spend our R&D dollars and when. As you can imagine, coming out of a financial restructuring as we did in a marketplace that has been as challenging as this one has been, for the entirety of the industry, we are going to move methodically and very carefully before we launch anything or make a decision to invest heavily in a new program. So we're doing our homework.
What about the piston line? The piston products have been selling slowly over the past probably decade or so. Why did you hang on to the piston product line? Was it nostalgia, or do you see potential for development there?
There's no question that the Baron and the Bonanza have a tremendous market acceptance, and are airplanes that people aspire their whole lives to end up owning, and the benefit to this company of those aircraft is it's very common that people will start with a Baron or a Bonanza and transition their way into a C-90. And once they're in the C-90, depending upon their personal or their business needs, it's not uncommon to end up in the 250 or the 350. So those airplanes for the King Air product line are excellent gateway products, and you often see people that are successful entrepreneurs who have, small to mid-sized companies with regional need start with the Pistons and grow rapidly into the King Air. And so we have made a strategic decision that those airplanes and those parts of our brand are valuable, and we'll continue to invest. We've invested in an all new modernized interior in those airplanes. It really is a really exciting program right now. And it, Russ, if you haven't seen it, we ought to arrange for you to see those airplanes. And there's no shortage of opportunities to continue product development and derivative. And we're looking hard at those things as well for those two airplanes.
You've had a unique view of the world for the last almost year. Looking at the barrel of a gun, how does the marketplace look to you, and where do you see the market in general heading, say over the next 5 years?
For the markets that we now serve as Beechcraft Corporation, I'm optimistic based on the, first of all, the market response to the news that we would be coming forward as the turboprop and piston company. The market has reacted very favorably. Our level of activity around all the products is higher than it has been in the last probably 2 years, which is a testament to the people and the products, given that in the year which we were in our restructuring, we began to see an increased level of activity. And I'm very confident that now that we are out of Chapter 11 protection and the marketplace can have that confidence of a well, financed company, strong and capable, that's investing in its people and its products, that we're going to have a good 2013. The early indicators that we watch are that the U.S. marketplace, relative to the products that we're building today, is improving and growing. South America has been quite active for us, as has Africa. And Europe, believe it or not, despite their troubles over the last several years, we have seen a bit of an uptick in activity there. In the Asia Pacific marketplace, we have our mix there is perhaps sort of 40% retail, 60% special mission for the King Air product line. A lot of maritime surveillance, as you would expect in the Asia Pacific marketplace. We're seeing that have a bit of an uptick as well. So, generally speaking, I'm optimistic for 2013. And if you look at the indicators just in general over the last 6 months, while we had a bit of a fall off on growth within the U.S., I think most people are beginning to increase their confidence that things are slowly but slowly improving, but consistently improving. So I think as Beechcraft Corporation, we're positioned very well with these iconic brands in this marketplace to succeed, and that's what we're going to go do.
Well, we appreciate your time today, Sean. Best of luck to you. We'll be watching it very closely, of course. And it's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.